AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Bobby Christina Brown, the late Whitney Houston's daughter, has died at 22. AP correspondent Jamie Fryer reports.
Bobby Christina Brown was shattered by the loss of her mother in 2012. Houston was found face down in a bathtub. About 7 months ago, so was Bobby Christina. She was hospitalized for months in Atlanta, eventually being moved into hospice care. A Houston family spokeswoman says Bobby Christina passed away surrounded by her family. The statement adds the family thanks everyone for their tremendous love and support the last few months. I'm Jamie Fryer.
With news of her death spreading across social media, several celebrities tweeted their condolences. Missy Elliott tweeting, "My heart is truly heavy. May you rest in peace with your mommy." Empire star Taraji P. Henson tweeted, "Rest in heaven." Oprah Winfrey, "Peace at last." Senior Senate Republicans lined up to rebuke Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz for attacking Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. An extraordinary display played out live on the Senate floor. Senator Orrin Hatch.
Squabbling and sanctimony may be tolerated in other venues or perhaps on the campaign trail, but they have no place among colleagues in the United States Senate.
Cruz said he didn't violate any rules in his accusation Friday.
Speaking the truth about actions is entirely consistent with civility.
The drama came as the Senate defeated a procedural vote to repeal the president's health care law and took a step toward reviving the federal Export-Import Bank. The average price of gasoline dropped a penny over the past 2 weeks to $2.82 a gallon. Analyst Troby Lundberg.
We have Los Angeles as the high, $4.13 for regular, and the low is Birmingham, Alabama, $2.33.
This is AP Radio News. Fiat Chrysler must offer to buy back from customers more than a half million Ram pickup trucks and other vehicles in the biggest such action in U.S. history. AP correspondent Tom Krischer says some previous repairs were unsuccessful.
They'll have to offer to buy those back from customers. These trucks have front steering problems that can cause drivers to lose control. And so far, they haven't really been able to fix them properly. So Fiat Chrysler, as part of a deal with the government, has agreed to buy these things back, or at least make the offers to buy them back. People can also get them repaired.
The Coast Guard has found the capsized boat off the Florida Atlantic coast, but no sign of the two 14-year-olds who were on board. Petty Officer Steve Lehman.
One of our boat crews from our station in Cape Canaveral was called to search for these two missing 14-year-olds. And what they found was a capsized boat off the coast of Ponce de Leon Inlet, Florida.
The two were last seen Friday in the Jupiter area buying fuel for their boat. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.